with our text scripture, Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Generosity is an act of being selfless, like some of our men and women who served in our armed forces. Do you know it's not about you? Do you know that generosity is not about you? Generosity is a condition of your heart. When our heart is right, when God fills our heart with His word, generosity automatically flows out of you. Do you know the Spirit of God lives in you to flow out of you? Not just for you to keep. You know, today or last week or a couple weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, when Pastor Vince asked me to do this, you know, I wanted to keep it to me. No. Do what? No. But God has given us giftings. Every single individual in this room has a gifting. And you should share your gifting with the world. Not being afraid or in fear about what people say. That's the first obstacle that you have to get over. What you don't have, but you have every single thing you need because God lives on the inside of you. Generosity affects the world around you. That does not mean, when I said think of yourself less, to not think about yourself. Because naturally we think of ourselves. We put ourselves in different situations or phases in life that we want to see those situations in our lives worked out as well. But when you think about yourself less and think about what God has put in you, then it'll flow out of you. Do you guys believe that this right here in my hand, I brought the old school out. I ain't got it on there. They break down sometime on you. But do you guys believe that this is the infallible word of God? The word of truth. The burden removing yoke destroying power of God is spirit. It's in this book. Everything that we're trying to find out or trying to figure out in our lives, it's in this book. So open the book. In Matthew 6:20-25, it says, let's read it. Matthew 6:25. We can probably quote that, right? Most of us can probably quote it. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not your life more than food or meat, and the body more than clothes? Behold, the fowls of the air, the birds. Did I read that right? Yeah, the birds of the air. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. They don't put money away in bank accounts. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? That was a question. Are you not much better than they? You who the Spirit of God lives in. God loves you. And He wants His Spirit to flow through you. Go back to Acts, our foundation text. Acts 32. And the multitude, make sure I'm in the right one. Yeah, 432. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that this is what this is all about. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? I am letting the Spirit of God flow through me to flow through somebody else so that they can see God. Not you. It's not about you. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the price of things that were sold. Notice, they were one mind. Here at the Outlet Community, we're about authentic relationships. One mind, one aim. I almost want to say it like, telling on myself here. You know, you watch the movie, I think Nick Cannon was in that movie, Drumline. And he would say, one band, one sound. One band, one sound. Here at the Outlet Community, one band, one sound. Jesus is Lord. We are of one mind and one spirit. Headed towards the same direction. Chasing after God. Chasing after God. Point number one. Why is generosity so important? Turn to Proverbs 11. Good Lord, I didn't ask you how much time I got up here. Proverbs 11, verse 25. It says, the liberal person shall be enriched, and he who waters shall himself be watered. Generosity brings refreshment. It brings refreshment. When the refreshing comes in the Bible, the types and shadows of the Holy Spirit, and it's in terms talks about water, the refreshing of our spirits, the refreshing of us, our total man, our total being, spirit, soul, and body. Generosity brings refreshment for you. God's system was built so that it always replenished and refreshed. Thank you, Lord. In Genesis, it talks about it. It talks about seed time and harvest, cold, winter, heat, day and night. It shall not cease. It's just a cycle. It goes and it goes and it goes. An apple tree don't think about what it's going to eat. Why, James? An apple tree don't eat. Well, how does it grow? Since you're so smart, how does it grow? It grows because the water flows into it. Somebody planted the seed. Somebody planted the seed. It gets nourished. It grows up into this giant, huge apple tree. And the apple tree is doing what it was created to do. It stands there. You can come about. Take an apple off and eat the apple. Or sometimes the wind blows and the apple, my grandfather had an apple tree in his yard, a pear tree in his yard, but same. The wind would blow and all the pears would come down. Or sometimes you had seasons where the apples or the pears was not low, so they were high. So we were boys, we would climb into the tree and pick down the pears. It's the first time my kids heard about this story too. And that tree is doing exactly what it was purposed to do. It's giving off, right? And then the next season comes, and guess what? Guess what's on the tree again? Apples
or pears.
It's on the tree again. Because when you give out, it comes back. It's just natural. It's a natural flow. It's nothing to it. It's nothing that the apple tree done either. There's nothing you can do. Why? Because it's not about you. I bet you, what's the scripture that says that everything gives thanks to God, even the apple tree. Why? Because it's doing what it's called to do. And when we become bold enough to do what God has called us to do, we'll produce. It's just natural. It's the cycle. It's natural. You can't be afraid to get into the cycle and do what God has created and called you to do. Generosity refreshes you. Just like a cold cup of ice water on a hot day in Georgia. And I tell you, it get hot in Georgia. I ain't from Georgia. I'm a transplant from Michigan. So, yo, that's right. They got that Barry Sanders shirt on too, Don. Gold Lions. Nick and Monica back there too. Woo woo! So the water refreshes your body. And so when the water go in and it refresh your body, what's that sound you make when you you can lay back in that? And it's the same thing with God. His water refreshes your body, and you can lay back in that. I heard this pastor say, when you come to the end of yourself, that's a good place. Why? Because you allow God to do what he do. He says, when you are weak, I'm strong. Spirit of God is strong on the inside of you. So let me out. So that I can do battle. Not you do battle, but I can do battle. I'm a winner and I can show you how to win. Everything you have is from God. And it is because of his grace. Not nothing that you've done. You can't be good enough. You can't be good enough. You have to trust in his goodness. That's when you really win in the fight, folks, when you trust in his goodness, not your goodness. We really win in the fight when we trust in him totally. We give ourselves to him and trust in him totally. Then we have victory. Victory is in God. You are refreshed to refresh others. Again, in Luke 6:38, my daughter can probably quote this because I probably taught it to her at a very young age. She can probably quote this, can't you, baby? Give and it shall be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. And I believe that's more than money. It happened to me too many times. I believe it's more than money. Not excluding money, but it's more than money. Because your light shines and people see your light and they want to know why. Why are you so happy? Man, they laying everybody off around here. Why are you so happy? What you smiling for? You on under this pressure that we under at this job? What you? Well, yeah, this boy on cloud nine. Oh, he crazy. What's wrong with him? The refreshing of the Holy Ghost, so that you ride over the hills, the valleys, the places that try to get you stuck in life. You ride over them. Because of the refreshing. It's nothing about you. It's nothing about you. It has nothing to do with you. Pastor Vince said this last week. You were not created to meet your own need. And that's what God is saying today. You weren't created to meet your own need. That's what Matthew was all about. That's what he's saying. Trust in me. Trust in me, not in you. You lack in every area. You come up short in every area in yourself. It's always not enough in yourself. I come up here today, I get up here and speak before you today in myself, boom, tank. Why? Because that's about me and how I'm trying to look. No, my prayer is that God, through me, delivers to the heart of his people. I read Solomon this morning. I woke up about 5:40 something this morning, about 5:40. And I usually wake up early anyway. I'm pretty early bird. I probably usually daily wake up about 3:40, 3:30. But today I slept a little longer, and I woke up about 5:45. And the Lord impressed on my heart, he said, Solomon. So the first thing you think about when God says Solomon is what? His money, his riches. And then, so I pulled it up, and on Google it said Solomon was the richest man. His net worth was $22.2 trillion. I said, whoa. But that didn't really do nothing. I said, yeah, oh, okay, $22.2 trillion. You know, it'd probably take you to about 300 years old to reach that, you know, saving $3 a day, you know. So he said, no. Read the scripture. I said, oh, okay. 1 Kings 3. As a matter of fact, let's go over there. In 1 Kings 3, and I was talking to Brother Theory about this too earlier. In 1 Kings 3, he says, I'm going to read from the Amplified Version. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in his statutes and practices of David his father. Only he sacrificed the burnt incense in the high places. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was a great high place, 1,000 burnt offerings and Solomon's offer unto the altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream, and God asked, what shall I give thee? I'm missing a part. What I read this morning, what pressed on my heart this morning, is Solomon's heart. Generosity is a heart condition. Remember, it was Solomon's heart. Solomon said, Lord, these are your people. I'm so young, Lord. See how we want to run from destiny, we want to run from calling. He said, I'm so young. I don't know what to do. That's a good place. Lord, I don't know what to do. That's all right. I know we live in a society where they say, you're supposed to know already. No. He said, Lord, I don't know what to do. But create in my heart so that you minister and that you speak to your people. That's what I want to do. It impressed God so much, God showed up. And God said, granted. And because you asked me that, and you could have asked for riches. Wow. He said, you could have asked for riches. That was not the equation, because his heart was right. So God said, your heart is right. That's not out the equation. But since you asked for wisdom, I'm going to give you the riches and honor too. Oh, so my prayer today. So I know what he was saying to me in that when I read that this morning. He was saying, your prayer today is planting to the heart of the people. You all are God's people. So I endeavor to plant into your hearts. I tell my children to get your mind off of people. Don't look at me. And I said it just like this to him. I ain't got nothing for you. In myself, I ain't got nothing for you. People don't have nothing for you. But God has everything for you. Open your heart to him. Don't look at the vessel. Don't look at the vessel. He could be on the street with a long hat. The scripture also says that we entertain angels unaware. So when we're looking at the vessel, the focus is wrong. Our heart is wrong. We got to look for God in every situation in our lives. Look for God. Point number two, generosity brings thanksgiving to God. Turn to 2 Corinthians. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse I'm going to read it from verse 6. In my notes, I put verse 11, but I want to read it from verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. That's time, that's gifting, and that's earthly treasure. Not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. The apple trees, they cheerful givers. They ready to give so that you can receive. And God is able to make all grace, all favor, and every earthly blessing, which the Amplified Bible says, toward you that you always have all sufficiency. Now, I told you earlier, the apple tree, it continues to produce, right? It always has sufficiency, and that's you too. When you use your gifting, you use your talent, you use your earthly treasure, you'll always have enough. You'll always produce. It's no secrets. It's no secrets. Generosity is for you. It's part of God's system that he made for you and me to participate in and produce. Keep reading. Skip to verse 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. When the apple tree produce and my belly full, oh, I thank you, oh Lord. In every way, when we produce, when our gifting, like the young man who got up here and blew the trumpet, man, I was back there like, thank you, Lord. Because of that gift. When we do what brings God's glory in us, people will say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was fed today. I'm full. Why? Because of the gifting. Because of your time. Because of your earthly treasure. Causes thanksgiving. I'm reminded, tell a quick story about when I was in Bible school. And we were starting to write our letters for mission trips. So we had to raise so much money to be able to go to missions. So at the time, it was nobody giving into my missions, although I didn't need the money. I was still working so I could pay my missions, no problem. But one day I came in, and Miss Cindy and Tom, who is on the board here at the Outlet Community, she said, James, somebody sow the seed into your missions. I'm like, what? He's like, who? Miss Mary Ann. Mary Jane? Yeah, Miss Mary Jane. Thank you, Miss Mary Jane. I told her that publicly too, but I just want to say, thank you, Miss Mary Jane. Although I didn't need the money, God still supplied it, and I was like, thank you, oh Lord. Because why? She believed in me. She believed in me. So in every way and any way, God brings joy and victory to our hearts through others, right? I was like, wow, I was blown back. I would never thought, you know, see, that's what I was looking with our eyes too. I would never thought that. But she believed me enough to sow into me going to missions to touch other people's lives on the other side of the country. It was amazing. I'm like, thank you, oh God. So any times in your life is times where Thanksgiving come about. And in the Thanksgiving season, like I mentioned earlier, don't be mad at family members no more. Life is too short for that. Get over it. Be a source of supply. Be a source of the blessing to others. Thank you. Point number three. The greatest act of generosity is found in John 3. Turn to John 3. Jesus gave his life to you to give life. John 3:16 says, so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, he even believed in the system. See, he didn't even tell you to do it, and he wasn't willing to do it. That's key. That's a leadership nugget too. He was willing to do what he wanted you to do so that you can reciprocate. Guess what's happening now? Jesus died. He rose. He's alive. He sits on the right hand of the Father right now. And more brothers and sisters come every day back. What is that doing? Same thing. It's that cycle. It's the system. Same thing. God sent Jesus to the earth to give you everything you need to live a prosperous life. Being generous causes you to live a prosperous life. You must receive the gift of his generosity by accepting him. By accepting Jesus, you respond to the gift of generosity. He is the gift of generosity, of all generosity. I'll close with this. Generosity is vital because it gives you life. Thanksgiving is important because it shows thanksgiving for what God has blessed you with so that you can bless others. The greatest love of all is Jesus. Again, he came so that you can live a prosperous life. And I'll end right there. Can I ask you to stand to your feet?